USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas's coronavirus mandates are ending next week.
Effective next Wednesday, all businesses of any type are allowed to open 100%. That includes any type of entity in Texas. Also, I am ending the statewide mask mandate.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying people should still follow CDC prevention suggestions. Mississippi as well, ending their mask mandates and opening up at 100%. For them, it starts tomorrow. President Biden announcing at the White House on Tuesday that the United States would have enough COVID-19 vaccines for all American adults by the end of May, after Merck agreed to help produce Johnson & Johnson's vaccine. Biden also telling states that teachers should move to the front of the line ahead of some of the most vulnerable. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
A businessman and civil rights icon has passed away.
Vernon Jordan, the civil rights leader who served as an advisor to former President Bill Clinton, has died. Former DNC interim chair Donna Brazil tells Fox News, if you don't know the man, learn his legacy.
Vernon was a dear friend and a mentor to so many of us. As you know, he was an American icon. Not only did he advise Democrats, he's been known to advise everyone in corporate America and the media and everywhere else. Former head of the National Urban League, hope that people celebrate this remarkable giant, his life, and I know my colleagues at Howard University will welcome him home and pay tribute to this great American legend.
Jordan died Monday night surrounded by loved ones with his wife and daughter by his side. Information about his cause of death was not disclosed. Vernon Jordan was 85. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Side note, Jordan also worked with presidents from Lyndon Johnson to Barack Obama. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A freshman member of Congress says President Biden is trying to undo all of former President Trump's policies.
President Joe Biden has changed a number of Trump-era policies since coming into office, specifically reversing a number of the former president's orders on immigration. But Congresswoman Nancy Mace says that too many of President Biden's policies are focused on reversing those of his predecessor. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that Washington's focus should instead be on the American people.
The Biden administration is trying to literally undo everything good, especially that the Trump administration did. Under his administration, we had record unemployment, not only for women, but black and brown African Americans, Hispanic Americans, hardworking Americans. And everyone wants, I think, to have free trade with our neighbors. We want to support and be allies to our neighboring countries here and abroad. But we've got to take a stand and work for the American people. That's why we're here today, for nobody else but us, and to pull us up, to get us through COVID-19 pandemic, to keep our doors open, to keep businesses open, to put kids in school. And we're failing right now.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Another Democratic governor is facing scrutiny for nursing home policies during the pandemic. Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer may be subject to legal backlash for refusing to make public the data related to her state's nursing home deaths during COVID. Whitmer implemented a policy similar to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.